Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Stephen Perry, Administrator of the General Services Administration. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Steve Watson.
Good morning,
Steve. Well, Steve Perry, let's start by learning more about the General Services Administration. Perhaps you could describe its mission and its roles.
Sure. Let me begin by saying that the General Services Administration was formed by Congress back in 1949. At that time, the purpose was to improve the efficiency of government by taking the procurement and property management activities, which were then occurring in several different agencies, and consolidating that all into one agency, thereby making it more efficient, eliminating the duplication that otherwise would have existed in the various agencies, and enabling GSA then to be the organization that developed expertise with respect to procurement, property management, understanding the supply base, and being able to do a better job in delivering best value for its customer agencies. We still operate that way today. I think it's a great organizational design concept. Many organizations are organized in a similar way. Many private sector organizations pull together their procurement and property management into one central part of the organization as opposed to having it overly dispersed throughout the organization. Our major units are, one, the property management unit is our public building service unit, under the leadership of Joe Moravec, our Commissioner for Public Building Service. Then we have a Federal Technology Service Unit, which provides telecommunications and IT technology for customer agencies under the leadership of Sandy Bates. Thirdly, we have a Federal Supply Unit, which provides virtually everything else that agencies need, a wide variety of supplies for their offices, equipment, vehicles, virtually everything, again, that an office would need to operate are provided by our three services. And then we have a fourth major part of GSA, which is called the Office of Government-Wide Policy. And this group works with other agencies within the federal government to develop policies, particularly as they relate to procurement matters and to management issues. As an example, this is the group that works with other agencies in developing the procurement regulations under the federal acquisition regulation rules. So that's what we are. We provide office space. We are one of the nation's, well, in fact, I suppose we are the nation's largest commercial real estate type entity because we provide in total over 350 million rentable square feet of space, which houses 1.1 million federal workers around the nation. Of that space, about of the roughly 8,300 buildings in which federal workers are housed, 1,800 of them are federally owned by the government, and the other 6,500 are owned by private sector real estate firms, and we lease space. So providing space is one of the big things we do, and then technology and supplies and policies are the remaining three.
That's a broad mission. How many people work with you at GSA, and what are their skills? I heard such different areas.
It is a very broad mission. Today we have about 14,300 people nationwide that make up the GSA team. It a few years ago was much larger, as a matter of fact, as high as 35,000 in the early 80s, and that number has been reduced as we have been able to do more work through the use of technology and improved productivity. And some outsourcing. We have a somewhat smaller organization, but still at 14,300, that's among the largest of the federal government agencies. Within our group, our areas of specialty would include clearly people with acquisition skills. As you know, the acquisition procedures and policies within the federal government are a little bit specialized. And so, those specialized procedures are there for good reason, so that we make sure that all of the companies in the private sector who would like to interact or do business with the government have an equal opportunity to do so. But they're also there to make sure that our procurement policies enable us to procure best value for agencies in a way that's ethical and with integrity and so forth. So my point being, acquisition is one of our key skills within our agency. Another one is real estate management. Obviously, again, in order to be able to negotiate real estate deals or to manage properties in which we house federal workers, we need people with those skills. And like many other organizations these days, information technology is a big skill area for GSA. We use information technology in a wide variety of carrying out our operations, and we are working to continually bring in the new technology people that we need to carry out our operations. Those are three. There are two others that are particularly critical to our mission. One is financial management skills, because we are endeavoring to enhance our ability in that area. Not that we're not doing well. In fact, we're very proud of the fact that we've had 14 consecutive years in which we've gotten a clean audit opinion, which is pretty stellar among federal agencies. Nevertheless, as we are moving to have a financial management system that provides timely and accurate financial information to our managers for decision-making purposes, we are endeavoring to enhance our skills in that area. And then lastly, the fifth of the skills that we're really focused on these days is security. Even prior to September 11th, certainly following the disaster in Oklahoma in 1995, we've been working to enhance our security process and the people that carry out our security process to do two things generally. One is to have them be people who can work with the other criminal intelligence gathering informations of the federal government to understand what the threats are regionally and location by location, and then to apply their expertise in putting in place countermeasures to reduce those threats. The countermeasures could include security guards. They also could include cameras, the magnetometers, and other sort of screening devices that we use as people enter public buildings. So enhancing our skills in the security area is a fifth major category of skill development for us today.
Steve, as administrator of GSA, what are your responsibilities?
Well, they're varied and broad. Like in any major organization, and we are a major organization, a large, complex organization, I have a number of people who are part of the GSA team who have certain responsibilities, and I'll talk about that. But as it would relate to my particular responsibility, I think it is to assure that we have a really effective performance management process. And what I mean by performance management process, it begins with understanding and having a broad understanding in the organization of what our agency's mission, values, and goals are. And the head of the organization has a very responsible role to make sure that that is occurring, that there are, in fact, rich dialogue going on inside the organization as to why do we exist? What is our mission? What are we here for? Why do we get up in the morning and come to this organization? What are we responsible to do? And then once we're clear about our mission, we have talked a lot about what are our values? How will we work together? How will we incorporate ethics and integrity into everything we do? How will we foster teamwork inside this organization? How will we work in a way that illustrates our respect for our fellow associates? How will we act in a way that's professional? And most importantly, or equally importantly at least, how will we be focused on achieving results? How will we be results-oriented? So we've defined our mission, which is to help other agencies better serve the public, and we've defined our values. And I see it as the administrator's role to see that that process is occurring and occurring effectively. Now, after having established mission and values, our role then, as the head of the agency, was to help craft the goals for the organization. That is, what is it that we will achieve together? And we've set for ourselves, I believe, some challenging goals following the directives in the president's management agenda. And that's what we do. As the head of the organization, I spend most of my time making sure that this performance management process is in place and it's working well. Now, there are a couple other elements to it. After you get past having goals, then one of the things that you have to do is to make sure that you have the organizational capability that's necessary for success in achieving those goals. That means that you have people with the skills and competencies and personal characteristics and dedication that are necessary to achieve at that level. and we're working to make sure that's the case. And then clearly you execute the action plan. You work on measuring your performance so that you can know where you're achieving your goals and where you're falling short. You take corrective action as necessary to keep yourself on track. And then at the end of the day, you assess your performance and reward and recognize people accordingly. So that whole performance management process, to my mind, helps to explain or define what I believe my role and responsibility is as the administrator at GSA.
Well, that's a good point to stop on. Come back with us after the break as we continue our discussion with Steve Perry of GSA. Do you know what e-government is? You'll find out in our next segment when we ask Steve about GSA's award-winning FirstGov website. This is the Business of Government Hour.